Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Monday the 16th of July.
Congratulations.
Thank you. What for?
Just making it through the weekend.
It was a close call.
I know.
What's the news?
The news is that there's some smelly rubbish in London because they've started doing fortnightly rubbish collections without telling people.
Really?
Yeah. They certainly didn't tell us. And so there's rubbish everywhere, it's all stinking.
Are they doing fortnightly for you though?
Yeah.
But you don't even have recycling, so it's not like...
Well, we do, but we don't have any recycling boxes because whenever we get them, they get stolen, which is how pathetic it is. So it all gets put out in carrier bags and then gets rained on and then goes rotten. Then you get home late, you see all the rats scavenging around in it. It's not very nice, really.
Maybe you should stop being a tramp.
Do you think so?
No, I found out about quite a profitable tramp, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, in this magazine that I've got here. It's on a different page from the one I've got open. But there's a fella, I just read it, he, like 20 years ago, he was homeless, he'd come over from Ireland, he was looking for somewhere to set up shop for the night, and he went to Hampstead Heath and found there's an old farmhouse that was empty, and he didn't move into the farmhouse, but he built a little shack, because I think the farmhouse was a bit derelict. He built a little shack on the side of the farmhouse, and he's lived there quite happily for 20 years. And someone tried to turf him out recently, property developer, and he says, no, you can't do that. And then some of his friends from the area got him a solicitor, found out he'd got squatters' rights, and turns out that the land is now his because he's lived there for over 12 years, and could be a millionaire twice over. He's the richest tramp in Britain. But what, this is the interesting thing about the story, because the rest of it, frankly, isn't that exciting. He's not going to sell up, he's just going to stay put until he dies.
Really. In the shack?
Yeah. He's decided. Oh no, he's gonna put his pension in a nice little caravan. So how he gets a pension, I don't know. But there we go. He's gonna leave the land to the royal family because they're the only people he trusts to keep Hampstead Heath the way it is. Not sell it to no property developers. So he thinks the best thing to do, give it to the royal family, like they give a shit.
Interesting. But I suppose then. You know, after he's died, he's going to have Prince Harry there, taking that blonde.
Yeah, taking her back after a night at Boogie's.
You know, laughing at bits and pieces that he's got.
Well, he wouldn't be there, so I'm not bothered about
dressing up in the tramp's outfit.
So anyway, yeah, that's what happens if you are a tramp. But back to the recycling and the bin collections.
Yeah.
It just don't work, does it, in built-up areas? It's all right if you're in... My mum has... she has every fortnight her bins are collected, but it works very well there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not built up. They've got big wheelie bins.
Every fortnight, no, because it's...
It works, you know, fine for her.
It's all right in other places where people
But in cities...
People have, like, houses and gardens and things, but here, people are all...
When you basically, you know, your door's next to the street.
Yeah, and everyone lives on top of each other.
And there's lots of people living hugger-mugger. I like that phrase.
They have... In Spain, they're very good at it. Because even in the built-up areas, they just have big bins all down the street so you can recycle everything, clear it up every day. Everywhere's clean.
Edinburgh. They do a similar thing, don't they? Marchment, they have those big bins.
Yep.
Put your rubbish out whenever. Very good. So, who do you think is the man to fix this for London?
Well, I mean, Red Cairn. He's, you know... I mean, how long have we had him for on Earth? 5 years?
Oh, longer than that, I think.
Really? Really?
I don't know.
When did the bus first go up from 70p?
Oh.
That was when he came in, anyway. I don't know. I'm excited about this competition, though.
Well, it's Ken v Boris. As they pointed out on the BBC website, two people, like Barbie and Caprice, Kylie, Madonna, that are known just by their first names. We all know who Ken is, we all know who Boris is. But is that enough in a Lord Mayor? Are they Lord Mayors or are they just Mayors?
They're just Mayors. I don't think there's any Lord in...
No, they haven't had one of them since Dick Whittington's time.
Is it not? That was quite good. Well, good little fact there. I mean, I wouldn't...
Sadly not a fact.
I wouldn't vote for Boris, but I'd be entertained by him.
I think he's going to put the wind up Ken a bit. Because people like him.
Hmm.
Although he's not probably got much of a clue.
He's probably one of the few Tory politicians that's popular with lefties.
Exactly, I think it's going to be very interesting.
I suppose all the motorists, you know, it depends what he says about congestion, really.
Although we have just discounted Gary Bushell's entry into the race. As if it means nothing.
It does mean nothing.
Oh, okay. So, other news. Kerry Katona, formerly of Atomic Kitten, now formerly of Iceland Adverts.
Iceland Scrubber.
Yeah, she's been sacked though. They've got the Watson Faces doing it. Nolan's doing it.
All right.
Now, not all of them, just two. The one from Brookside and the one from Loose Women.
Right.
Anyway, Kerry Katona last night was kidnapped. She was held for ransom in her own house. Possibly not for ransom. Basically, a load of an armed gang went into her house to nick stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they tied her up. And her family and her baby is only 5 months old.
Charming. Scary, but I'm sure she's sold her story.
Oh, yeah. I reckon she was on the blower to... I mean,
and everyone knows she's been skinned.
There's a little detail that happened on... they see what's gone, blah, blah. Katona's publicist, Max Clifford, has said she was in a terrible state. When I spoke to her this morning, first person she rang, she was in floods of tears and absolutely distraught. It was a terrifying experience, blah, 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 blah. It was a horrible thing to happen. If you are from OK Magazine or Heat, oh, hello, give me a call later.
And, were they trying to...
They were trying to get...
drug money off her.
I don't know. I mean, she can't have much that's worth a lot left, really, can she? Presuming she spent it all on drugs.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get the impression that she's...
She's rolling in it.
No.
By any means, she's got those kids to drag up.
Well... Frightening, but it could be the boost that her career so badly needed. Now, you know, I get a bit of sympathy.
Yep. Like when Rod Hull fell off that roof.
Oh. A man swam a kilometre, not a kilometre, yeah, a kilometre, in the Arctic.
It's cold there.
Really cold.
Although not as cold as it used to be due to global warming.
Most people would just die.
And how come he didn't die? Had he done lots of special training to lower
his
blood
temperature? This is what I don't really understand.
Especially if you keep moving.
Oh, here we go. He can withstand intense cold due to an ability to increase body temperature. It's a phenomenon known as anticipatory thermogenesis, which has not been found in any other human.
So he's a mutant, essentially.
He's a mutant.
Or has he trained himself to do it?
With part of the genetics of an armadillo. As soon as I enter cold water, my body shunts warm blood to my core.
Oh, so he's not like he's done something that impressive, he's just a mutant.
Yeah, like, you know, there's this runner who...
With the wire legs.
Blade legs. Yeah. Blade runner.
And he's allowed to compete now.
He's not allowed.
He got knocked out, but he can be very good.
No, well... He did really well, but they've looked into it and then they've proved that he's got an unfair advantage by having no legs but running on knives, seven league boots. So they reckon they're not sure yet, but they reckon no, because most runners apparently, if they do 400 meters, first 200 meters they might go at like 22 seconds, and then they're a bit tireder, so they'll do the next bit in like 24.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently he sped up. Which is really, really abnormal, meaning that
I mean, it must jar less on, because obviously you have impact on your knees and your ankles and so on, mm-hmm. if you're running and you've got legs. If you're on knives, it's going to be different.
7-league boots, though, they're always too big for people, aren't they? Because they used to belong to a giant.
I don't know what that is.
7-league boots. So whenever people borrow 7-league boots...
What are 7-league boots? Is it from a children's book?
You've never heard of 7-league boots?
No.
They're in loads of children's books.
Which ones?
There's always 7-league boots.
They're not any of the Roald Dahl ones, I can tell you that, I'm not there.
Well...
okay.
Well, they exist, and they'd probably be too big for him and probably cause blisters and stuff, but you can travel a long way.
But they're made up, so... essentially, it's irrelevant.
Right, next story.
Good news for endangered species today. The woodlark is one of Britain's most critically endangered birds, and it's making a dramatic comeback, apparently, says Bill Oddie.
Ooh.
That's good. And the other good story, which I see you've also picked out of the papers, is the David Attenborough creature, which is called the Attenborough Longbeak Echidna.
Echidna. So it's been reported properly on the BBC website, because it is actually called Attenborough.
Yeah, its Greek name is Zaglossus Attenboroughi.
Because here it says a creature named after Sir David Attenborough, so you'd presume it's called Sir David Attenborough, is a longbeaked echidna.
No, it's called Attenborough's Longbeaked Echidna. And it's...
need the Heimlich. shall I squeeze your tisses?
Stop hitting me. Fine, you keep talking.
So this creature named after Sir David Attenborough, they thought it was extinct, but somebody's found one. It looks like a little armadillo, but
well,
with a trunk.
It's an unusual...
It's got kind eyes, actually.
It's an unusual mammal because it lays eggs. And there's only a few that do that, and that includes duckbill platypus.
Drink some more water.
I think it's like a cross between duckbill platypus and a hedgehog.
Looks a bit like an anteater and a hedgehog.
Yeah,
and
it's cool.
An armadillo.
But they thought they found a sample of it in the 60s, and they've never seen one since. But now they reckon it's still going.
It's cute.
They should like it. Let's get some. I'd like a stopper.
It's a bit like a thimble.
It is a bit like a thimble, actually. Yes.
Some bad news.
Oh, well, after that good news, that almost cancels it out.
Grapefruits give you cancer, but they also prevent cancer, but they give you cancer.
Oh, so
that's the new thing of the day,
that
give you cancer. Eat them and then sick them up.
Okay. Now, bad news for Jim from Neighbours.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he's an interesting fella, isn't he, Alan Dale? Because he was Jim from Neighbours, and he was notably not that good an actor.
But he I saw him in a thing on the telly.
He is on telly. Oh, he's gone to America. He's on all telly. He's been on 24. He's been on Lost. He's been in The West Wing. He's been in Ugly Betty. He's been in The OC. He's not been on House yet, but I wouldn't be surprised
and
if he was.
None of us have forgotten how bad his death was in Neighbours. His death took about a second.
It was very funny. His face did go very red. Rosemary, she was shocked. Well, anyway, he seems to have gone back down the dumper now.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be in Torchwood, which for me is a backward step in his career, because it's not very good.
Well, it's astonishing, really. He went from being a Jim to being... I saw him being...
He was like president of America at one point.
A baddie in Ugly Betty. Me and Carolyn were watching it, and then after a minute we're like, fucking hell, is that Jim?
I mean, he's a regular character in Ugly Betty, and of course he was baddie, and he's a baddie in lots of things, actually. Anyway, also, talking about baddies, also going to be in Torchwood, which is also a backward step, is James Masters, aka Spike from Buffy. He was a baddie and a goodie, and it turned out to be quite sexy in the end, although you wouldn't have thought so first. Whether he's going to be doing dodgy British accent, don't know. But just Torchwood's rubbish, isn't it?
I saw half of one once, it was rubbish. I don't even like Doctor Who that much.
I don't work with your Torchwood, so I don't know, but I agree. Harry Potter, dead.
Happy Harry Pottermas. Channel 4 are in trouble this time for faking scenes.
Oh yeah, this is quite embarrassing for Gordon.
I think this is just irrelevant. Who cares? Apparently there's a scene in Gordon Ramsay's The F Word where he had to go fishing. And it turns out there were some fish on the boat. He didn't actually catch them. Someone else had caught them. Do I care?
But they showed him kind of diving and they with a spear and trying to look all kind of hunter-gatherer.
Well, he's a bit gay anyway, isn't he?
Yeah. Britons are amongst the most wasteful, polluting and unhappy people in Europe.
Oh. I just thought about something about Gordon Ramsay. I read somewhere who can start breeding crocodiles so he could kill them and eat them. I can't remember if that was made up or real.
They did a thing on the last series where he tasted some crocodile meat that, what's her face, with the teeth.
Janet Streetford.
Yeah, but he didn't like it, it wasn't very nice.
It seems unlikely you'd get a crocodile farm then if you didn't like it.
So it'd be kind of safer to just make some chicken, like get the chicken.
Yeah, more chickens or pigs or something.
less crocodiles are better, to be honest.
Less is the enormous crocodile.
Never trust a crocodile.
Never smile at a crocodile.
This is good.
Go on then.
Well, it's nice.
Bad.
Well, I've done some detection. I've added to the story.
Okay.
I'm going to phone them up afterwards. They found a body, a murder victim. And she was burnt and put in a suitcase and then piled under some manure. And the police found her, and they found her remains, and they've said, we don't know who she is, she's got curly grey hair.
Oh, she's a granny then.
But I think, you know when you burn hair,
yeah.
It goes
curly
and grey.
Could be anyone.
Could be anyone. I don't think it's a granny.
You haven't really detected anything there so much as opened up the inquiry.
I've opened up the inquiry, I hope people are listening, because... You know, it's like if you accidentally send some hair.
I've got a copy of a magazine called Real People. It is quite a boring magazine. It mainly seems to be about babies dying, and then there's quite a lot of puzzles in the middle. But actually, there's a story here. It's expanding on a story we covered before. I can't remember when exactly, but there's a story about a bride who got married and everything went wrong. She had a disastrous day. There was a punch-up at the wedding. She got married late, didn't go on honeymoon because she was in a sulk. Now, I don't want to seem like I'm laughing at poor people here,
mm-hmm.
because I'm not, but there's something about the way this was written.
Right.
That it's just that kind of weird take-a-break style genius. Basically, she's talking about how she was cursed. Bride and Doom, the story is called, and she's cursed.
Okay.
We'll find out why, eventually, but she's met this guy. Their neighbours started chatting over cups of tea. Then, one night, out of the blue, Kev dropped by with a massive bottle of my favourite drink. Blue, WKV. and then he basically asked her if she'd like to go out with him. I'm thinking maybe Kev should have taken some champagne over.
Did she have a blue tongue? Did he have a blue tongue?
This doesn't mention that, but that isn't the cursed bit.
Right,
that was normal. We'd only been going out for 4 months when he ushered me into the jewellery section of Argos. I picked out a £50 cubic zirconia encrusted gold ring and he posed right there in the middle of the store. Now, I mean, obviously you can make a joke about them only spending £50, but I actually admire the thriftiness.
Yeah.
You can make a joke about getting the jewellery from Argos. But
it's what it means, isn't it?
It's what it means. But it's the fact that he took her to Argos, went, pick out your ring, she picked one out, and then he proposed to her. He should have bought the ring. And, you know, presented her with it.
Yeah. And not done it in Argos. He could have done it on a nice...
Taken out for a meal. So probably these two, they've gone to Harvest for a buffet.
Yeah.
McDonald's, something like that.
Mr. Woo's.
Mr. Woo's. Anyway,
sorry,
he was saying.
Quite
yeah, you don't. Anyway, this is where the curse comes in now. He said, "Come on, you can have anything you like. Now we're getting married. I've bought you a bottle of WKD.
Yeah.
I've got you a £50 ring from Elizabeth Duke. Yeah. You can have anything you want for the ceremony." She says, "You know, I don't want to be in debt. I'm going to start a married life in debt. Mm-hmm. Let's do it on the cheap."
Wise.
Then one afternoon, while strolling around town, a gorgeous white wedding dress with mega puffy sleeves caught my eye in the window of the Marie Curie charity shop.
Excellent.
"It's perfect," I cried, and made Kev face the other way as I went into the changing room. "Gorgeous," cried Kev, peeking through the curtains. "Get out," I screeched. "Don't you know it's bad luck?" I was worried that Kev seeing me might be a bad omen, but at £45, the dress was the bargain of the century.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's very, very neighbour's wedding, circa 1987.
Crikey.
So that's it. They're cursed from then on. And then it basically, I think the man was just a bit thick. He decided that he'd throw away his divorce papers,
mm-hmm.
so he couldn't take them to the church and they couldn't, or the registry office. They couldn't get married. Eventually they got married 3 hours late. She got the cake.
Was it made of poison?
Nah, they've got the wrong name written on it. Said to say Julian Kev, it said Julian John, but they wrote Kev on with a biro.
Right.
They went back to their house after the disco. We cracked open my favourite blue WKDs. That one's actually been sponsored by them. I forgot all about the mishaps of the day. And they were having a little bit of dance, and then there was a massive fight in the house. All the windows got broken.
Well, I guess.
Some blood went on her dress. I don't know why she's so worried about that, because she's got married now and only got 45 quid in the first place. And eventually they went, "Right, that's it, we're going on honeymoon, we're cursed." So that's the story.
Crikey. Well, you know guitar shops?
Yeah, I do know guitar shops.
Teenagers used to go in,
stare at their favourite
guitar. They might have fancied getting a Red Special, like a Brian May's Fireplace one, or a Strainer, like somebody else. And they'd go in and they'd sit there and they'd go, doo 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 doo.
Yeah, and, Stairway to Heaven.
Sing Oasis songs.
Yeah.
Spend lots of time just going in, practicing on guitars, saving up for them, all that kind of thing. It doesn't happen anymore.
Why
guitar
not?
Shops are going down because all the kids are just doing their guitar stuff on computer. So
on Guitar Hero and the like on the PlayStation. Or they're just making, or you say they're just creating the guitar noise on a computer?
We're creating it on a computer.
But that would therefore follow that live music was not happening anymore in gigs and venues around the kingdom.
Yeah.
They're all going to close and then there'll all be comedy venues that we can own. Is that what's happening?
Mm, that kind of mood. Do you got any more?
No, I've done all my news.
Okay, got what's hot and what's not.
What's hot?
Vindaloo.
What's not?
Chicken korma.
What's hot? The sun.
Paul Heaton.
What's not?
Linda Carlisle.
What's hot?
Indian food made easy.
What's not?
Mega structures. Do again.
What's hot?
BBC News.
What's not?
Sex, lies and hypnosis.
What's hot?
BBC London News and a monkey.
What's not?
Shrink wrap.
You're just reading out the TV listings, aren't you? That's not even what's hot and what's not.
That's tough.
Fancy saying that BBC London News is hot. It's the same as it always is.
Hot.
Well, yeah, always hot.
We like the BBC News. Fan of the BBC. You did too many.
You
kept saying what's hot and what's not.
You told me, you were egging me on. Right, are we done now? Is this the end of News Pop?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Alright, thanks for listening. I like the bit where I choked to death halfway through.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Yeah, which bit did you enjoy?
I like the bit about the little David Attenborough animal.
He was good, wasn't he?
So David Attenborough.
thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.